Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass, our fabulous producer, taking great care of us. As always, he's why the podcasts work. So we always appreciate him making sure that Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, all that stuff has our podcasts posted on it. In the studio with us now, Michelle Dietrich is here. We figure we've been talking to each other for the better part of 30-plus years or so. Move that microphone just a little bit closer to you, if you would. But, back to the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Late 80s, something
late
like
80s,
that.
Late 80s, yep.
She's been working in Union County Emergency Management for 3 decades-plus. You just started your 36th year, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, fantastic. So, and I've been involved in harassing comm centers and emergency management for about that long.
So, yes, you have. I will agree with that.
that's what it is. From your perspective, us, we're info hunters, but we have a much better dialogue today. Back in the day, we were more demanding as reporters, and I guess after a while, we kind of came up with a symbiosis where everybody helps everybody else. But you and your former boss, Tom Hess, always recognized that public information and radio stations and emergency management really went hand in hand. And he kept us notified, and you did too.
Correct. Yeah, it's about public information, keeping people safe. You have to have the word out there. Radio, social media has changed some things, so you can get it out a little bit, but radio is always a good way when the systems fail, because at some point electronics go down, but radio's normally here and people can listen to it for public information.
Well, yeah, and I think to this day, people always feel assured if you talk to them and tell them what you know, and you tell us what you know, and their dispatchers tell us what they know, as long as they know some information's flowing and somebody's monitoring this and kind of on top of big snowstorms or flooding or whatever it happens to be. Well, Michelle Dietrich is one of the state certified emergency management directors. She's the Union County Emergency Management Agency director. Also is the chair of the North Central Task Force, which you'll remember the emergency management counties got together after 9/11. She's reminding me about the sort of post-terrorism preparations, which continue. All this is ongoing, right?
Correct. We're funded by Homeland Security, and we work at training first responders just as well from that level of the task force. We have assets that we can deploy from a 10-county region for the North Central Task Force. And we work together trying to protect the citizens also at a different level.
All right, to make sure this is brought up and talked about and preparations happen and fewer people get surprised by some sort of an incident that you have to deal with. Well, I would expect that nearly every Union County homeowner and business owner and farmer is about to say, oh, thank God, you have a hazardous materials collection coming up.
Correct. We have a hazardous materials and agriculture waste collection event coming up Friday, March 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, March 25th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it is for household hazardous waste and agriculture. Unfortunately, we can't do businesses that day, but we did want to offer to agricultural farm operations this year. The county did receive approval for an application to the Department of Environmental Protection, DEP, to have a grant that helps pay for 50% of the cost of this collection. And then through the Department of Agriculture, we got $7,000 to be able to help get rid of agricultural chemical waste from the farming operations.
And what will you be taking and what won't you be taking on the 24th and 25th?
Okay. Unacceptable items are biohazard waste, sharps, syringes, explosives, tires, ammunition, and DEA-regulated drugs. We cannot take any of those items. Acceptable items, aerosols, paints, cleaners, solvents, batteries, flammables, insecticides, pesticides, thinners, pool chemicals, used oil, cooking grease, thermometers, lawn chemicals, automotive products, propane cylinders, fire extinguishers, photochemicals, and fluorescent bulbs. We did have a question by a resident if we would be taking driveway sealant, and we can take that as well.
Okay. So, yeah, you're probably going to get 100 questions. Where can I get questions answered or read the information you just gave us?
Okay. You can go on Union County website, which is www.unioncountypa.org, or you can call the Union County EMA office at 570-523-3201.
Probably the first number I memorized when I became a news director.
I'm sure.
30 years, isn't that funny? Okay, so and so you're going to collect those things you mentioned. You can't take some other things. It's not absolutely positively everything that is out there in the world that you'll be collecting. But certainly, that's a great list. That is the frequently asked question list of things that you are taking, especially the paints. People always wonder what to do with that, or maybe gasoline that you don't want to run it through, or even a mower, but you wonder what to do with it. So that you'll probably find it on that list. If not, go to unioncountypa.org or call 570-523-3201. Michelle Dietrich, Emergency Management Agency Director in Union County, says they have a hazardous materials collection. Is that hazardous materials collection? Is that the right word for it?
Yeah, we call it the Household Hazardous Materials Waste Collection Event.
Okay, and agriculture is included in that. So where will this be?
So Silver Moon on Route 15 in the flea market area. Silver Moon is gracious enough to work with emergency management and sponsor a lot of things that we need to do if we need a place to have it. They're really nice in sponsoring for us. So it'll be held at Silver Moon. We did have one there in 2011, so it'll be roughly the same area if people remember that one.
Okay. And what if I live in Northumberland County?
Unfortunately, you won't be able to bring it. This is for Union County residents only.
Okay.
You will have to show proof of residency.
All right. So bring your photo ID that says that you live in Union County and you really want to help out. Why do this? Why is this important that you participate in this?
Well, it's very difficult for people to get rid of the hazardous waste. It can be very costly. There are regulations through EPA and DEP on how things need to be disposed of. And this gives an opportunity for us to do something for the public with grant dollars to help them get rid of spring clean, so to speak. They can do their spring cleaning and get rid of stuff that they have been keeping because they don't know what to do with it.
And very briefly, what happens to this? How does it get collected and what happens?
So we have a company called MXI that's coming in. They are permitted and licensed to be able to handle this specific hazardous waste. And some of the stuff gets recycled. Other stuff they dispose of properly, and it goes to wherever they send their materials after they collect it. There's different areas that they have to send this particular stuff to. I wanted to also add that if people have latex paints, a lot of times they don't understand or think that they can't get rid of it. You can actually dump the paint on newspaper and let it dry and let the can dry, and you can dispose of it that way. It's not something that you have to hold on to because you can't dispose of it properly. So that's just, I think that was one of the biggest questions, or you can fill the bucket with sand or kitty litter to dry up the paint and dispose of it. But we're taking that as well. They actually recycle paint to make new paint, which was something I learned in contacting MXI to do this.
Yeah, who knew? That's interesting. Well, in oil-based paints, you're just near the end of the cycle where folks, you know, your oil-based paints are shot. If you used them in your home, you really hardly use them anymore. A few applications still have, you know, allow you to and so on, but really we're getting rid of that because of the air pollution. Okay, so that's the collection that's coming up on the 24th and 25th. Again, unioncountypa.org. You are doing a lot of other things up at there at the EMA. Tell us some of the other activities that you're working on. I just think you and your good colleague there, who is your good staffer? I forget her name.
So Julie Irway is my deputy.
Okay. And you have a small army of volunteers. Tell me about the work you do with them.
So we have county staff, employees that work with the county, and other volunteers that will come and help emergency management in times of disaster. If we have an event that our emergency operations center needs to be activated, and these individuals volunteer their time to assist us. We do training every month on different topics to be able to stay on top of our game, to be able to be proactive if we do have an event. And without them, EMA can't do what they do. So volunteers and those people in the county that are willing to assist me are very important to me.
How many times have you been to EMA when you should have been at home?
More than not.
1,562. Yeah. You know, honestly.
I think I believe it was 2018, I think I slept in my office six times that year.
Isn't that something?
I believe is the, we had the ice jam, and then we had the shutdown on 15, and then we had some water. So we always try to be proactive. Union County EMA tries to be proactive. We can't always be, because things happen and then you have to respond to them, but...
Well, yeah, but proactive is the name of the game. I mean, you're studying hazardous materials that flow through the county. That's one of the things you're doing now. And you study, the companies. You work with the companies. They all have to report their hazardous materials. So that's happening. You know, the data sheets and all that thing have to get turned over so that folks, you know where stuff is. Preparing for emergency, dealing with emergency management is the tiniest part. The rest is preparing.
Correct. And with the commodity flow study, every 5 to 10 years, you do a commodity flow study. So we have contracted out to have an organization do the commodity flow, and that's almost finished to be able to review that and accept that study. And basically that is to see what is transported through the county, what chemicals. We pretty much plan for anything that can travel is traveling through the county, but this will have a snapshot of what we have. We also, anybody that has chemicals in a facility, for a SARA facility, has to report their chemicals to the county and also to labor and industry. So we work on updating their plans based on how their chemicals change and what the scenario for if something would happen. We have that all prepared, so we update those plans, and we're all in that stage right now. That happens at the beginning of the year.
Well, fantastic. Thanks so much for doing all of that, 36 years and counting. Are you retiring anytime soon? You're still young, so you do not have to.
I do not have to, okay. No. At this point, we joke about it, but...
Well, you and I are in a profession where it beats working, you know. If it weren't for this, we'd have to get a job.
Right.
Thank you so much. Thanks for all you're doing. We're going to talk again. Please just come back in a couple months, and let's get this dialogue going again.
Okay. Sounds good.
Michelle Dietrich is the Union County Emergency Management Agency Director. The Hazardous Materials Collection is coming up on the 24th and 25th. Go to unioncountypa.org.